Welcome back to News and Views. He's sitting right here, the congressman from the 7th District of Minnesota, Congressman Collin Peterson. Congressman, welcome to News and Views.
Morning, Joel.
Let's just do it. They're waiting. I tweeted it out. I texted it out. I sent it on Facebook. I said, Congressman Collin Peterson is going to be in the House. Let's find out. You going to run again?
Well, you know, this question, as I said earlier, has been ginned up by the Republicans more than myself, making this into an issue. And I never make a decision until about now. That's the way I've always done it. I spend time listening to people, in politics. That's what you do, is you listen to people more than you talk. That's what you should do anyway. And what I've heard for the last 2 months from everybody is, as many Republicans as Democrats, you got to run again because there's still a lot of work to do. You got, even though the farm bill's done, we've got to implement it. We got all kinds of other stuff. We got this retention in the valley and so forth. So I have decided I'm going to seek another term. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up again. I was pretty frustrated, as you all know, during the Farm Bill process.
That was easy to tell.
Well, you know why I was frustrated? Because here we are. We've been able to maintain bipartisan support in the Ag Committee. So we're putting a bill together, very tough, trying to work with the Senate. So you got them running this stuff against me, making up stuff, websites with my name that they're raising money.
So they can all drive people who want to see you.
Yeah. So they're going after me in the middle of this. They're going after Frank Lucas, the Republican chairman from Oklahoma, by the Tea Party's after him, while we're trying to get this bill done. And we got it done anyway. It was a miracle, that we got it done. But we did. And now, I don't know if they're going to come after me or not, but, you've got these outside people coming in that know nothing about this district. You've seen this ridiculous stuff the Republican committee sends you every morning.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. And you got this group out of Iowa or whatever, wherever they're from, that's running these ads. You can't even find out who they are. Coming in trying to tell people, who should be elected in this district because Romney got more votes than Obama. Well, he did last time, but I got 60-some percent. Amy Klobuchar got 60-some percent. And Dayton won this district the last time. So, the people are not Republican and Democrat. They're sensible in the 7th district, And it's what's wrong with politics in Washington now. You've got these national groups coming in trying to take these seats, for themselves, away from the people, basically. And it's wrong. We need to change this.
I said to some people, though, that in the middle of the farm bill debate, when you had come out with a compromise that put you in a bargaining position with the Senate, and you had made it crystal clear that you could not take food out of the ag bill, that you needed to keep that coalition. And then you and Chairman Lucas run that up to your caucuses, and you said, don't mess with this. Right. Judge us on this final product when we go to conference committee. And the Tea Party or the far right wing and the Republican Party slammed you guys.
Yeah, they blew it up.
Yeah.
And even the leadership, the other leadership on the Republican side admitted that to me just a couple of weeks ago, that we'd have gotten a better bill at the end of the day if we'd have got that bill through in June. And we had a compromise. We had $20 billion in food stamp cuts as opposed to the $8 billion that we ended up with. And it was better targeted changes that some of them needed to be made. But they couldn't stand it. They blew it up, like they've done a lot of other things. And that's one of the reasons we can't get things done in Congress. We need to get this water bill done. We need to get a highway bill done because we need to get this infrastructure stuff done. But it's tied up like everything else around that place, So, we've been able to work through this. We got a bill done. It's not perfect, but it's a good bill. It's something we can live with for long term if we have to. And I spent a couple, 3 weeks kind of healing up and recovering from that whole process and taking a look at what has to be done. I spent Friday afternoon an hour with the Secretary of Agriculture talking about implementation, and he's got a good start on it. And he thinks he's going to get it all done by the end of the year. I don't think he will, but, we'll work through that. So there's just a lot of things that need to be done. We've got to stop the EPA from what they're trying to do to ethanol. There's a lot of things to work on.
I don't get that. I do not get where that's coming from. The motivation behind it.
From what I can tell, and I met with, I had two meetings where I had Gina McCarthy come in with a bunch of my colleagues, And from what I can tell, this is the problem with advanced biofuels that caused all of this. Because when this was done in 2007, this is in a different committee than ours. And, you know, but we were involved in it, and we said to them, these numbers that you have for advanced biofuels in this RFS2 are too big. They're too much. They're not going to be able to meet these numbers. But they put in $15 billion for corn ethanol, and then another $19 billion for advanced ethanol and biodiesel. And so they did scale it back some from what they originally intended or proposed. But the cellulosic ethanol never happened, you know, because it just got all these problems. And the biodiesel, you know, hasn't been able to get up to the... So every year they've had to reduce that advanced biofuel number because it was too high in the first place.
Right.
And so what they were trying to do with this thing was to adjust those things, and somehow or another they got the idea that they had to adjust down corn ethanol too, which is the wrong thing to do. We've got these plants running. These plants are efficient. They're, you know, doing what we want to do.
They created jobs.
Yeah, they're
creating
jobs.
People are burning the fuel.
They're getting us off of foreign oil.
Yeah.
You know, it's exactly what we want to do. So now these groups have said, oh, well, we didn't want to go after corn ethanol. So I think it sounds like the message has gotten through to the EPA, and that what we're going to end up with at the end of the day is going to be something much more reasonable, maybe something we can live with. But these are things that I have to deal with every day. And, you know, we have problem with this administration in some areas, like, you know, requiring farmers to put a $30,000 thing around their 1,000-gallon fuel tank. I mean, stuff that just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, and we don't need. And you know.
But doesn't that go back to the point you were making earlier about it's almost insulting to the people of the 7th District that they can't see the difference in someone's views because of what they perceive to be a letter behind their name?
Yeah.
And that to me is what's insulting. People will look at me and they'll say, well, you're not like some of those Democrats here from the urban areas. And I'm like, well, get over it. Yeah. I mean, I got my views. Well, they got their views.
Well, and the Republicans in the urban area are different too.
Right.
You know, I mean, they aren't going to understand this district any better than the Democrats from the urban area. Because
I listen to Rand Paul, and I know what party I want to be from.
Well,
then.
Right. I mean, and we had in the farm bill, we had more trouble from Republicans in the House than we had from Democrats.
At the end
of the day, we wouldn't have passed that bill without Democrats. When that thing went down in June, we only had 24 Democrats because they screwed around with it. And at the end of the day, they had 163 votes then. They had 162 on the final bill.
Mm-hmm.
So they went down one. We went from 24 to 89. And that's what we would have had in the first place if they wouldn't have screwed around with this.
I always believe that they did that because they wanted to kill it.
Yeah, there's some people that did want to kill it.
Yep.
And you had the Heritage Foundation, the Club for Growth, were scoring the bill and said, if you vote for this bill, we're going to give you a negative score. You know, so...
It is what it is. Yeah. You're running again.
I'm running.
All right. Thank you, Congressman.
Yep, thank you.
I think that's good news to a lot of people in the 7th District. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.
It's the final days to get...